This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Ed Traylor. He's author of a new novel, The Crossing. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Ed, we are going to be discussing your work, The Crossing, very soon. But first off, to sort of let the listeners know a little bit about you, if you could give us just some of your background.
Sure. My name is Ed Traylor, and I graduated from Girard High School. And I was a state police officer for 29 years. And I was chief of police here in Carlinville for a couple of years. Worked for probation for a few months. And then I went back to work for the state police on a investigative contract. And I worked healthcare fraud for several years and finally retired totally in 2009.
We are going to talk about the novel in just a moment, but about the novel, how long did you entertain the thought of, I'm going to write a book or I'm going to write this type of work? How long did you work on that?
You know, it's an interesting story. When I retired in 2009, I watched a lot of news, you know, and I think most retired people do. And every day you'd turn the news, or I'd turn the news on, there was always something about the border. You know, the illegals coming across the border, the politicians want to fix the border and all that stuff. So I got to thinking about that. I was wondering if the border is so porous, which it is, I guess, why the terrorists hasn't attacked the United States by crossing the border. And true story, I woke up one morning, and the story of that book, the core of the book, was in my head. And how that got there, I have no idea. So I told my wife about the story that I thought of, and she said, you know, she said, you really should write that down. And I think that was in the fall of 2010, I believe. And then I started writing it periodically, and here we are today.
Were you scared writing? Was it your first venture into writing?
Oh, very first. Yeah, I've never written. The only thing I ever wrote was police reports. And so it was an interesting, but it was almost, I don't know where the thought came from, but like I say, I've been thinking about that for so long that it just popped into my head, the core story of that book. And it was truly, I don't know what it was, you know.
Now, The Crossing, a terrorist plot against America, which you have alluded to, your first novel, and you get an award. Could you talk about the award you received here not too long ago?
Well, I finally got a publisher out of Taylorville, and I sent the manuscript to a woman by the name of Marilyn, who works for the publisher, and I think she's from Washington State. And you have to send it to her first. She approves it for the publisher. And I sent that to her probably about a year ago, the first part of October here. And it took her about 90 days to get back with me. And she said it was a good novel, and she okayed it to go to the publisher. So the publisher contacted me and asked me to join this Public Safety Writers Association. And I think it's out on the West Coast someplace, in Oregon, I believe. So I joined that organization, and they had a contest, and the publisher suggested that I enter the contest for that book. So I did, and the conference was in July of this year in Las Vegas, so we drove out. And, I mean, I was shocked. I mean, I got second place there for the first book I've ever written, and I was totally and completely shocked. And I think everybody else was too, matter of fact. But it was an interesting experience. But the other interesting thing about that, there was probably 50 or 60 authors at that conference. And they have panels, and you could ask them questions, you know. And there was one guy, I'll never forget, he said he keeps a notebook by his bed at night. And sometimes when he dreams about things, it'll wake him up, and he'll write that down in his book. And that's a lot of times how he writes his books. And then there was a woman there, and she had the same experience that I did. Because people ask her, how do you write your book, or what brought you to write that? And she said she'd wake up in the morning and a story would be in her head, and that's how she wrote her books. So it's certainly nothing unique. So that's how that happened.
Well, obviously you drew upon your law enforcement background to go through the whole book and create whatever you created. And if you could maybe tell the listeners and everyone sort of some about the book. Obviously, you don't want to give away the endings or anything like that, but maybe tell them a little bit of what it is.
This book's about a Pakistani guy whose grandfather and sister is killed by an American drone strike in northwest Pakistan. Now, his grandfather, who was killed, was a bomb maker, so that U.S. intelligence had been watching him for a long time. And his sister just happened to be up there to visit her grandparents and was killed by the strike. Well, this radicalized her brother, and he vowed to revenge against the United States. And he went to, his father finally talked him into going to college in Texas. And when he was in Texas, he met a Mexican girl whose father was in charge of intelligence for the Federales in Mexico City. And from there, he developed a plan where he got intelligence from her father for a cartel leader along the Mexican border. And he got enough information where he knew where they spent time and stuff. And so he finally went up there and met them. And he conspired with the cartel leader to get him the weapons and the bombs and everything to bring the terrorists across. And then the plot is discovered by one of the cartel leaders' couriers is bringing narcotics to Chicago, and the state police stop him around Bloomington, and he got 400 kilos of cocaine in the car, and the police discover it, and he turns into an informant for the FBI anti-terrorist task force. And that's kind of how the story goes. And then he goes back to Mexico. They allow him to deliver the drugs, and he goes back to Mexico as the informant for the anti-terrorist task force.
The rest is up to the reader to get the book and so forth. And where and how is the book obtainable for those who would like to read The Crossing?
Well, it's on Amazon now, and it's on Kindle. And we stopped at Barnes & Noble in Springfield today, me and my wife. And it's supposed to be in Barnes & Noble, I think, on the 3rd of November. And then I'm waiting for more copies that I can sell. And Larry Stewart, that runs the McClintocks out in Standard City, has agreed to sell signed copies out there. So if you want to have a good meal at a cheap price and buy my book, you know, go out to McClintock. But like I say, I haven't got them yet, but I'll, you know, put them on Facebook when I do get them.
And is there any website for information that maybe somebody can look at as far as about the publisher or you yourself or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, and also have a Facebook site for The Crossing.
And a final question today after this first work. Are you going to go for number two?
Yeah, I'm starting another one, but and I think it's going to be a little easier than the first one that I wrote. It's going to be interesting. It takes me a long time to write because I'm not a disciplined writer. You know, it takes a long time to put this together. But, yeah, I'm working on another one.
Ed Traylor, thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.